The stage is set. Listen and be heard. Because Pilipinas is now on a bigger platform. Hosted by Cookie Tuazon with Marty Tenko, they will feature spoken word acts, tackle topics that keep the mic alive, and the community of artists inspired.
My name is Cookie.
My name is Marty.
Welcome to Because Pilipinas. Call us the show that is a roadmap to all things poetical. Here we present literature as pop culture, and we value words the same way we value breathing and living.
Amen.
What's in store on today's show for all of you out there? The ceremony that is weddings.
Aww.
Yeah. We will lift the veil and take a closer look at the face of its early beginnings. We will walk down the aisle of a few literary couples and witness weddings in poetry and spoken word.
Can't wait. I'm excited.
I am so thrilled. Marty.
Yes, Miss Cookie.
In cinema, What do you consider to be iconic wedding scenes?
For me, it would definitely be Samwise Gamgee and Rosie Cotton's wedding in The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Cool.
It's like a party I would love to attend.
Can I join you?
Yes, do. How about you, Cookie?
Okay, because I like a good cry sometimes in front of the big screen. I would say I love Carrie and Big's canceled ceremony, Sex and the City movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should watch it.
I did. We do have a different definition of what a wedding should be.
You need to let out a tear or two.
Okay.
Sometimes.
You really are a poet. Okay.
Anyway, I also enjoyed Donna and Sam's wedding in Mamma Mia.
Oh, yeah. That will agree.
And Maria and Captain Von Trapp's wedding in The Sound of Music.
Oh,
that's a nice
yes.
one, too.
That, too, is lovely.
Yeah. On poetry, Marty, which ones about wedding do you think deserve a toast?
Ooh, I came across The Romance by Shel Silverstein. Here goes. Said the pelican to the elephant, I think we should marry. I do. 'Cause there's no name that rhymes with me and no one else rhymes with you. Said the elephant to the pelican, there's sense to what you've said, for rhyming's as good a reason as any for any two to wed. And so the elephant wed the pelican, and they dined upon lemons and limes, and now they have a baby pelicant, and everybody rhymes.
Okay, pelicant. That's cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. How about you, Cookie?
I do like Carol Ann Duffy's Rings and The Wedding Vow by Sharon Olds.
Ooh.
Also, A Blessing for a Wedding by Jane Hirschfield.
Aww.
Now, let's hear for ourselves what our first featured guest has to say about weddings. Here's Simeon Dumdum Jr. with Wedding Church at Cana.
Wedding Church at Cana. Marriage is nothing but a miracle. I mean, for two souls to decide to stay together, something else must be at play. For human love beyond the bearable collapses, ceases to be lyrical, runs out of wine, unless grace will outweigh the silence that expands and the swordplay with words that make all things forgivable. In Galilee at Cana, in our eyes, as we renew our vows one to the other, are the two figures of Jesus and Mary, busy preparing for a big surprise, as they urge men to fill up jars with water, glimpsing at us and asking them to hurry.
Marty.
Yes, Miss Cookie.
What is with the history of wedding ceremonies? Mm-hmm. How far back do weddings go?
According to the Ohio State University Online, the earliest documented wedding ceremony would be in ancient Mesopotamia. Marriage was regarded as a legal contract, but it left the prospective bride out of the decision-making process. The contract made between the suitor and the father of the expected bride stipulated a price for the maiden's hand, and she received the sum given to the father. Once reached, an agreement indicated that the actual wedding ceremony could now occur. The ceremony took the form of delivering the wife to her husband. Imperatively, if both belonged to the class of free citizens, the husband veiled his bride in the presence of witnesses and solemnly declared, "She is my wife." During the ceremony of the betrothal, the girl's future husband poured perfume on her head and brought her presents and provisions. Besides these presents, the bride might receive a marriage jointure or nudunu, a special gift made to her at the time of her engagement. She also would receive a present of gold, silver, lead, or food for consumption at the wedding feast.
And you mentioned food.
Yeah, I know we're hungry.
You just made me hungry.
Yeah. How about you, Cookie?
Okay, time for trivia.
I love trivia.
Did you know that America's first poet, Anne Bradstreet, married at the age of 16?
Mm-hmm.
And that in spite of having 8 children, she still found the time to compose skilled and thought-provoking poetry.
Wow.
Yeah. She was a famous poet from the 17th century, and she was the first woman to publish a book of poems in England.
Wow.
Read one of her poems to my dear and loving husband.
Aww.
It's a declaration of marital bliss on earth and in the hereafter.
Oh, that's amazingly sweet.
Yeah. Another trivia.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that Percy Shelley, who is regarded as one of the major English lyric poets,
uh-huh,
abandoned his pregnant wife to run away with Mary Godwin, the future author of Frankenstein, then 16.
What?
Yeah. You can say that again. 2 years later, Shelley's estranged wife drowned herself, sad to say.
What?
And the two were married.
So callous.
We can't state our opinion here.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm so affected here.
Okay. Did you know that Elizabeth Barrett met the love of her life, fellow poet Robert Browning,
yes,
after he wrote her a fan letter of sorts?
Aww.
Her first collection, Poems, released 1844, mm-hmm, was an immediate success in Europe and the U.S. and made her famous. A Drama of Exile and Other Poems, released 1845, cemented her reputation. It was the same year that the poet Robert Browning wrote to tell her how much he admired her work.
Aw, that is so cute.
Mm-hmm. A mutual acquaintance agreed for the two to meet, and so began one of the most romantic and enduring love stories in literary history.
Wow. Oh, so cute. So amazingly
okay.
Adorable.
The Browning's 15-year marriage yielded some of the best love poems in the English language, his Filippo Lippi, and her sonnets from the Portuguese, among others. And their love letters, 573 to be exact, capture their courtship, their blossoming love, and their marriage.
So romantic.
What a power couple.
Indeed.
Next up, we have Floby Carrasco Villaralvo with Occasion.
Occasion. Flowers are less, for the typhoon has destroyed them all. The hall is full of people who are ready to celebrate, but we only know a few. Wines and cheese are served, but no one wants to try. 100 balloons, 20,000 hours of preparation, letters, papers to be done to invite them all. Only one thing matter. That call you made in the forest, the vows we said to this day and through it all will be forever with you.
party. Yes, if you were to get married, what would your ideal setting ceremony be?
Okay, this will sound so silly, Cookie, but doing events made me realize that I can't do outdoor weddings.
Okay.
Anyway, when I was younger, I would imagine myself wearing a many-layered white wedding dress with a veil that has a long train. Then I saw the dress worn by Leonardo Rivera in the 1998 movie Jose Rizal.
Ah, okay.
So probably places where I could display the veil? A church or a castle?
A castle sounds perfect.
How about you, Cookie?
Okay, mine would be set at a library.
Oh, that is so you.
As for the details, we have yet to see.
Okay, get an invite.
Sure, why not?
Aw, yes.
But yeah, it's a surprise. It would also be nice to get married in Vegas.
Really?
You know, try something spontaneous, unplanned.
And an Elvis impersonator will officiate your wedding?
Why not, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Only you would... No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Now we give you Mark Cosson with Mini Miti.
Buong buhay ko'y puno ng katanungan. Ngunit sa lahat ng mga pag-aalinlangan, ikaw ang pinakatiyak kong kasagutan. Sa mga pinakamadilim kong gabi, saksika sa ilang ulit kong pagkakamali, ngunit di mo kailanman nilisa ng aking tabi. Sa mga sandaling sarili ko, di ko na gusto sa mga pagkakataong ako na ang sumusuko para sa'yo. Nanatili ka at hindi mo hinayaang gumuho ang ating mundo. At pangako, kung ang tadhana man ay malito't ilayo ka sa piling ko, tutulungan ko siyang itama ang pag-ikot ng mundo. Magsabay lamang muli ang pintig ng ating mga pulso sapagkat minimithi kita. Minimithi kita noon, minimithi ko pa rin ang bawat mong ngayon at hindi ako magsasawang mithiin ang taong magiging ikaw sa paglipas ng panahon. Ikaw ang nag-iisang paraluman ng aking daigdig. Mananatiling hirayaan ang buhay ko ang dulot mong kilig. Hawakan mo ang aking kamay. Mahigpit, malakas, dahil mula sa araw na to wala na tayong magiging wakas. Kumapit ka lang at sa tugatog ng pag-ibig, sabay tayong nga alpas sapagkat minimithi kita. Minimithi kita noon, minimithi ko pa rin ang bawat mong ngayon at hindi ako magsasawang mithiin ang taong magiging ikaw sa paglipas ng panahon.
We would like to thank Cecil Desma for her support.
Thank you so much, Cecil.
Thank you, Cecil. Be a tie that binds your whole being to your passion. There's a story waiting to be told there. I'm Cookie.
I'm Marty.
Thank you for listening to Because Filipinas.